All right, welcome back to it. It's Friday, man. I could just glad we made it so far. Kamala Harris, openly anti-gun, a person that would want mandatory confiscation of firearms, selected as the running mate for Joe Biden. She didn't want mandatory confiscation. Yes, she did. She said buybacks, mandatory government buybacks, that's a confiscation. We're going to take your gun. We're going to give you what we say it's worth, not what you think it's worth. A sentimental value, none of that doesn't matter. My next guest, Steve Doolin. He's the professor, Western Michigan's Cooley Law School, and a member of the Board of Directors of Michigan's Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber. Glad to be here.
I guess you're probably thrilled about Kamala Harris. Is it Kamala or Kamala? I don't know. I say Kamala because that's what the vice president
said. You say it like the punctuation mark, Kamala.
Kamala. All right. You say it however you want, Kamala. Anyhow, anti-gun person. And in fact, 2019, the most liberal senator, believe it or not, more liberal than Bernie Sanders, according to all of these rankings, not done by me, done by nonpartisan organizations. Pretty pretty far left.
Yeah, the word centrist and the word moderate, those two words keep getting bandied about, and they're simply not true when you look at the spectrum of American political thought. They might be true within the far left band that made up the set of candidates this time around for the Democrats.
Right. So Howard Kurtz on Fox News, used to be on CNN, he says Kamala Harris is getting the walk on water coverage. The walk on, yeah, Kamala Harris apparently walks on water. That's the coverage. It is pretty nauseating, frankly. Go ahead.
Well, I subjected myself, it's part of my diet plan, I subjected myself to NPR's coverage of the first joint speech by Biden and Harris, and I can tell you that even the NPR folks were struggling to come up with positive things to say and make it seem like a happy kumbaya moment. It was frankly, a little bit nauseating, and I think it was good for my diet.
NPR, I'm sure they're you know, drooling all over themselves about how great she is and so on and so forth. Do you think it? Here's the thing: I had somebody tell me yesterday it makes no difference. We're somewhere in the range of 22 million gun sales since the first of the year, 40% of which would be new gun buyers, first time gun owners. So 9 million people, maybe more, maybe 10 million, maybe 11 million new gun owners by the time we get to Election Day. And I had somebody tell me yesterday that, well, Kamala Harris being anti-gun will have no impact at all politically. The attack on the NRA will have no impact politically. And I'm like, I just don't see that. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been saying for years that gun control is a failed policy of the past. And I think this year proved it. When it comes right down to it and folks are thinking about protecting their families and seeing on television that even if the police try to get to you to help, they may not be able to. Or if they do get to you, it's going to take much longer than you hoped. When it comes right down to it, people are making decisions, voting with their wallets, as they say, and purchasing firearms. And purchasing ammunition and training. And the trainers I know are booked out months in advance. And the ammunition is not on the shelves because it flies off as soon as it gets put on the shelf. Dealers are limiting ammo purchases in many cases to only first-time gun buyers are the only people who can buy ammo in some shops right now. So this has to have an impact politically, especially when we're talking about people who never thought they needed or wanted a gun.
That's
right.
They had
made the decision, and now they changed their minds. And now that they made up their minds, I don't think they want Kamala Harris or anybody else taking their gun away.
Well, right, and the other interesting footnote to all this, more than half of those first-time gun owners are women. And I think that's an interesting statistic. I think that's an interesting dynamic, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I had several years ago, I had a woman in one of my classes, my firearms law class, who found the old Colt slogan, God created men, but Sam Colt made them equal. And she made that the basis of her term paper. and discussed the fact that the modern phrase would be made people equal in terms of self-defense.
Absolutely. You know, and the other thing is this. The number of first-time gun owners that are black and Hispanic also on the rise. So, so you see the people that are potentially in harm's way the most, women, right? Because they need to defend themselves against an attacker that could be male. So you see that. And the police aren't going to show up. You also see minorities buying firearms because if they're in neighborhoods where the police coverage is being scaled back, well, then they're taking proactive efforts to make sure they can defend themselves in their home. These are pretty obvious things that I think would have political ramifications.
We will see. This is not earth-shaking, but it's what a lot of the commentators like to call a tectonic shift. And we're seeing it economically and socially, and now we're going to watch it play out this fall and see what happens politically. But I'm with you. I think it has to make a difference politically.
I think there's no way it couldn't, is the way you look at it. No way it couldn't. And Kamala Harris, obviously, with the attack on the National Rifle Association forefront as well, that's a 1-2 punch at gun owners as far as I can see. So I'll give you the last word.
Well, I've been saying for years that the forces who want to disarm you never sleep. They don't rest. You might not see press coverage, but there's always somebody out there in the bush plotting, planning, coming up with another angle, trying to get around whatever defenses are put up to protect your rights. And now we're seeing it. The attack on the NRA to try to disband a 5 million member organization is the most blatant and the latest angle.
No question.
But they're never going to rest, these folks who want to take away your right to defend yourself.
Steve Doolin, always appreciate your common sense insight. Doolin, you have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Gruber.
There you have.
The beauty of high school sports is the benefits the kids playing the games receive. The benefit of belonging to something, the donning of the school uniform, the pep assemblies, homecoming, playing games they love in front of family and friends,